Red Film Radio.
Red Film Radio.
Interview.
Interview.
Red Film Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti. I'm with A.B. Rockwell and Tiana Taylor, director and actress of 1001, and they're here in Rome to present the film to the Italian audience.
At one point, Ines tells Lucky, damaged people don't know how to love each other. But in a way, I felt the film proved this affirmation to be wrong. So what do you think?
Yeah, I think, no, because it's a good question. I never really, like, thought about it like that, because it's like, yeah, her saying damaged people never, you know, don't really know how to love one another. But it's like, they did. They loved. Whether they knew how or they didn't know how, they loved. You know, they managed to make love work at whatever, with whatever capacity they had. You know, and I think that that's what made it dope. That's what made it raw, because it was still unconditional. It hurt, but love hurts. You know, like, love hurts. It feels good. It's emotional. It's happy. Like, love is not in one box. And I think, to your point, you know, this movie showed that. So even though she felt like damaged people couldn't love one another, they were still doing it. They were still loving at the end of it all.
I agree. I mean, it's I feel kind of like it's tough because I'm the writer. So I kind of know a lot of these answers. But no, I think that what's important to remember as you bring up that quote is that Inez is talking, so she's sharing her belief. Mm-hmm. That doesn't necessarily mean that
that's what's happening.
That's what the, yeah, you know, the movie agrees with Inez. I don't even think in that scene Lucky agrees with her. Like, she says it, but the face that he makes after is, I don't think he fully, you know, shares the same opinion. But I think it's still an important idea, mm-hmm, for Inez to bring up in that moment, because it's a reminder that everybody in that movie is carrying something. Not only in terms of what their experience has been up until this point and what they're fighting for over the course of the film, but also all that's happened, you know, prior. Like, this, I think generational cycles is a very big theme in this movie. And a lot of what people have to carry and push through is what they're processing emotionally. You know, what if Inez doesn't have parents? You know, she doesn't have parents when she starts this movie. And here she is becoming somebody else's parent. And she's carrying a lot with her internally. And so that is going to impact how she's able to mother, how she's able, mm-hmm, to be a wife. And the same can be said for Lucky. So I think everybody in the movie is damaged in their own way. But I think ultimately,
yeah,
I think regardless of how she acknowledges that, you know, love wins.
Yeah.
I was reading a press note in Italian, so I'm going to translate what I read. Mm-hmm. That you said that Inez is a kind of heroine that you would have wanted to see more on screen. And I love that you shaped your own protagonist as someone you wanted to see. So would you tell me more about this kind of genesis of this character and this film, and why did you choose Tayang?
Yeah, I think that there was two sides to what I was thinking about as I created Inez. I think there was me trying to honor a woman who I felt like is often either misunderstood or just completely overlooked in society altogether. You know, she represents like a whole group of matriarchs that I think are really carrying a community on their backs. And it could be her, it could be women like Miss Annie who takes her in, or Miss Joan, her friend Kim's mom. Like, these, it's a community of women. Kim herself, they're all a community of women that are largely overlooked, and especially in the context of Harlem and the devastation that it would have been overcoming around the time that the movie begins. It's really a triumph what they've been able to accomplish. So I really wanted to honor, you know, those type of women. But then I was just thinking about, like, the many ways that Black women have been minimized on screen and just, like, not shown in a three-dimensional way. And so I think Inez gave me the opportunity to not only show her in a full human capacity, but also have fun with it. I think Inez, she's very colorful, in addition to being very powerful and very fearless and having so many qualities that the best human being could want. You know, so I think just kind of balance somebody who could, who has all these very heroic qualities, but also is very human. I think which is very important, because I think strong women, especially strong women of color, strong Black women like her, they're still, you know, they can have superhero like qualities, but they're still human at the end of the day, and they can give love to everybody, but it's so important that they get that love in return. So I think it was really fun to create a character like her who could honor all the complexity of what it means to be woman and to be a strong woman. and a complicated woman.
It sounds like that's changing, not only, you know, the women of color narrative on screen, but all women narrative on screen and off screen.
And, you know, just one quick thing I also add is that the movie starts in 94. A lot of the movies that were coming out during that time that depicted our community that were like classics now, they always showed Inez or versions of women like Inez on screen in ways that made her seem like some kind of burden. Like, if I can just deal with her, then I have like the girlfriend that I, you know, that can help me accomplish my goals, or the mother that can, like, if I can just deal with my complicated mother, it's like she was always a burden that a male had to like overcome, just dealing with her and all of her issues so that they could achieve their goals. But you just never saw her again in a three-dimensional way, and anything that gave context to why she was the way she was. Whenever you saw those type of female characters growing up in these communities and supporting these male figures. So this was really just also a window into filling that void.
One last thing, Tayana. In the press notes still that I read in Italian, I read that you said that this film talks about a very strong woman who has to make the wrong choice for the right reasons. Why do you think that? How do you elaborate on that?
I think it's exactly that, you know? I mean, because to the world, and I guess politically or legally, it isn't right, you know? But personally, and just like logically and everything else that makes sense to us and as a mother and as a human being, is like, you want to give someone something that you weren't able to receive yourself, wanting to help someone, wanting to pour into someone. That brings people joy. That's me in real life. Pouring into others uplifts me, you know? So I feel like that's why I relate a lot to Inez, because, you know, she's seen something in this person that no one's seen in her, you know? Like, she's given opportunities that she wasn't able to get, you know what I'm saying? So she really set him up for the best. So it's like the intentions are pure. Her intentions are just as pure as this child, you know, that deserves a chance at life and school and to be able to get accepted into any college. Like, she built him a life. She built them a life, and it brought her joy to be able to be loved because she wasn't loved. So that's when it goes to my point earlier of saying, you know, love hurt. The love that hurt her also made her strong and made her want to give love. You have two different types of people. You have people that get hurt and they take it out on people. And you have people that get hurt and they want to turn it around and use that for the better. So I wasn't able to receive this, but I want to give it. Versus I wasn't able to receive it, so I don't know how to give it. You know what I'm saying? So that's why your question earlier was actually kind of genius, because it's like she feels in her heart that, you know, broken people can't love. But it's like, you're this broken woman that has been able to build life, you know, from six to this boy being able to go to whatever college he want to go to. You were able to become a wife. You were able to accept a child outside of your marriage and damn near love it like it was your own. You were also able to see that you were ready for your freedom and the things that was ahead of you and what you deserved. So all along, she was loving all along, no matter how she looked at love, no matter how much it hurt, how much it, whatever, you know, she was love.
Grazie mille. Grazie ragazze. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Hey, we've been talking to A.B. Rockwell and Tayana Taylor, director and actress of 1001. And this is Chiara Nicoletti for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.